Hi, you all. Today is Friday, March the 15th, and you are listening to Us in Between with Tia Turner. That's me. And today I have a new topic that I want to discuss, and it is my memoir called The Lady of the South, Memoir Revised. It's also by myself, Tia Turner. It's published on Amazon. I actually have updated my cover photo using AI technology. I just want to let y'all know that AI is sensational. I'm not ashamed at all to admit it. I know you see a lot of the celebrities using it. And it basically does allow you to, you can either use it for visuals, photographs, and things like that. I need to upgrade on my photograph. I went and I spent money on this photo shoot, and it was pretty decent, but I was like not totally satisfied with everything. So, like, yeah, I used AI and it actually corrected some things for me. Well, not that bad. It wasn't really, everything basically does look exactly the same as it was. I just sort of kind of fixed the makeup a little and the lip gloss, but definitely go check out my book, The Lady of the South, Memoir Revised by Tia Turner. It's a big book. I believe this book is like a, let me think. I believe it's a 9 by 10, but this book is a big book. I mean that it has like about 300 and some pages in it. It's like 303 pages in this book. But it's a pretty good story. Like I said, I got it in a Hollywood database. I went through some type of a company where I believe their name is Silver Light or something like that, which they haven't really been doing much for me. So, like, you know, it's just a waste of money and time, basically, is what I would say. I could have used this money and actually put my story out in the magazine, New York Times, something like that. That's my next move for it. That's my next goal. But definitely check it out. Leave a review. The Lady of the South, Memoir Revised, by Tia Turner. And then to continue on, okay, yesterday we were talking back about eating healthy, okay? So on yesterday, I went out to the mall. I didn't even know, but they have the health stores in the mall. And you also can go on Groupon and you can order these shots. They call it the B12 shots. I took those shots years ago and they worked for me like magic. Honestly, they made my waist slim down completely. So, but I don't know if you ever heard of kombucha tea. It's like kombucha tea. It's in a glass bottle. I was sipping on some kombucha tea. It has like live probiotics and it helps to aid with weight loss. It comes in a glass bottle and you can order it for Amazon. I heard about it from a personal trainer on YouTube named Magda Silva, if you ever heard of her. I don't know how many of you actually tune in to her on YouTube, but she teaches you about, like, you know, certain exercises that you can do without like going to the gym. Like, you know, she goes to the football field. She goes up and down the stairs and stuff like that. Like, you know, and so, like I said, I've been going through some stuff and I can't really do as many exercises. So, like, I do try to, like, at least change my diet. So, she was talking about this tea, I believe. And so, I try to check this tea out to see how it works. It helps you lose weight, it has probiotics in it. And what happened is that I was having an issue last night after I drank it. I didn't drink that much of it. I only drank like 2 ounces of it. But you have to drink a lot of water with it regardless. But it had like a mushroom in it, some kind of a way. And I'm allergic to mushrooms, y'all. So I was like having an allergic reaction last night. I thought I was gonna, you know, go last night in my sleep. So I was like, Lord have mercy, Jesus, what's going on with me? So I got up as soon as possible. I just woke myself up. I couldn't even go back to sleep. I was being very restless. I had also went to the mall, like I said, and got the B12 shot they had in the health store. So it was between one or the other, you know. You go on this like this spree of trying to lose weight. Like, you know, it's so important that, you know, I don't want to hurt myself doing this, okay? Like, you know, but being overweight is also unhealthy. So, like, you know, like I said, I was almost 200 pounds. I lost like 8 pounds. So I was like 190 pounds, 192 pounds, something like that. So I'm trying to get that down, y'all. I'm definitely trying to get it down. And I've been working out. I've been, like I said, I've been drinking plenty of water. And with that tea, you got to drink plenty of water. So, but with the B12 shot, I put it in my app. She had actually the lady, she wanted to put it in my arm. You know, she puts it in intramuscular. So like, you know, she wanted to put it in my arm, but I didn't want it in my arm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really want to lose weight in my arms. I mean, it's fine. My arms, they're not that big. My stomach is bulging. So I put it right there in my stomach, y'all, okay? And I sort of rubbed it in, and it has my energy level up, but it's raining, so I'm not out exercising today. So what's going on with me is that I'm just drinking a lot of water because, you know, drinking that tea, you know, I believe in something like that for real. Like, you know, it's a glass bottle too, and that you have to keep it cold, okay? But I don't know if I'm gonna be able to continue to use it. I didn't drink number 2 ounces of it because it has like a mushroom or mushroom extract in it, and I'm allergic to mushrooms, y'all. So, you know, for those who, you know, I guess are not allergic, it's fine that you drink them. But I heard a lot of people, and I mean, I literally, like, yeah, something was going on with me. Like I said, I was having an allergic reaction. So I'm drinking water. I ate some garlic for it, y'all, okay? Because, you know, the garlic is an antiseptic. So, like I said, garlic is perfect for you whenever you can't get to the doctor. You can't even afford the doctor. So, you know, I really, like I said, I'm not a doctor or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I should be. I said it so many times that maybe I should be. Maybe I should study for it. I took up some classes in medical assistant, EKG, phlebotomy, CNA, and patient care tech. And you know, it's all certification. So I definitely care about the human body. You know what I'm saying? I care about mine. I care about yours. And that it's important, you know what I'm saying, that we eat healthy enough so that we can feel good. You know, I want us to be able to have a positive mind because we enjoy our meals. Like, you know, and like I said, I had a friend that told me years ago that, like, if you ball up your fist, that this is how big your stomach is, no matter, you know, how big you are, whatever. Like, you know, you male, you female, young, you old. If you ball up your fist, that's how big your stomach is, and that's the amount that you should actually intake, okay? Excuse me, so that you don't overeat, okay? You don't want to overeat because if you overeat, then you start bulging. So, like, you know, I'm bulging a little bit right now because I got into an issue, a situation where I can't completely discuss it right now, but later I may get the chance to discuss it with you guys. But I got to the situation where I just don't feel as, you know, well as I had felt in my life. And that I love exercising, okay? So my body is very tight because I have always exercised, but like I said, my stomach is bloated. It bulges in a bloated way. It's not really like dripping over. Like, you know, sometimes you can be so fat, like, you know, that you drip. So, like, you know, it's not dripping. It's just like I'm a pregnant woman or something, which I'm not, okay? I'm not pregnant. And, you know, like I said, I took the B12 shot and I'm just praying. You know, you can't forget to put the prayers with it. So, like, you know, I open up my Bible and I read the scriptures, okay? So that I can always recite something godly, you know, along with what I'm going through. And I'm actually meditating so that with meditation also, it's just sort of kind of relieves all of my stress. So that, you know, being obese is stressful for me, guys. And so I'm drinking a lot of water. I'm trying to take in at least maybe what 80 something, maybe 90 some ounces a day. So, you know, I did look into that, y'all, because I'm not a perfect person, but I just take the time to look at the bottle. So the other day when I was talking to y'all, I wasn't even looking at anything. I wasn't looking at any notes, or I was just doing it just right off the head. And I would say I was doing pretty good. You know, I got some listeners that's out listening to me at work and, you know, just around the way. So I sort of kind of appreciate y'all for listening in. I appreciate you. So, I was drinking that kombucha tea, and like I said, I don't know if y'all ever heard of it. I've never really had heard of it myself, but I sort of kind of believe in something like that. But I don't think that would actually work for me. I don't know if it would work for you all, but I also got some green tea. I got some organic green tea, and I got it from Amazon, and it's like 365 packs in here, and I'm really happy about that. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get some water and I'm gonna put that in there with a little honey and lemon, and I'm gonna sip on that today. And I think I'm gonna be feeling pretty good today, with the green tea, because that one I don't believe has any cultures or live probiotics or anything in it, which it helps aid like weight loss, but I believe green tea does as well. I think teas are always good, especially without sugar, okay? And don't forget, I don't use sugar either, y'all. I don't really eat sugar. I don't really eat bread, okay? So I try to keep down things like pastas and stuff, because I think sugar is in pasta. So and even though I believe it's one of my favorite foods, y'all, I know a lot of people like macaroni and cheese and stuff like that, and that's a pasta. So you got to kind of cut back on that, so that if you want to get down, like me, because I want to get down. And that, like I said, in my life, people have actually saw me go from being big to actually just slimming all the way down, like it was like an actual miracle. So I'm definitely doing a lot of walking and basically blogging and just writing notes, keeping up with things, even my weight, just seeing, how my weight fluctuates. And don't forget the detox, okay? I got cucumbers too. So you can put cucumbers in water too, So we're looking at like a 24-hour period of day. So in that period of time, 8 hours is really for sleep. So I'm at least getting at least 8 hours. I may even get 10. The other day, y'all, I was drinking this Ensure. It's called Ensure, and it's a high protein drink, and it's a meal replacement. And so back in the day when I was younger, I mean, this was just like drinking just a regular drink. I would drink it and still eat food with it because, young people. But now that I'm older and I'm definitely trying to lose weight, y'all. For breakfast, I have one of these shakes, okay? It comes with all these nutrients, packed with like 24 nutrients or something like that, vitamins, minerals. And I am taking this, y'all, and it's putting me back to sleep, okay? And to me, it's a good thing, especially when I'm off of work. But if I have to go, I'll go with it. But I just want to say that it is definitely working for me right now for breakfast. I'm not eating nothing else but just drinking the shake for breakfast, and I'm just walking during the day, so that's working for me, y'all. I'm just saying, y'all, please, y'all, think about y'all health. Get out, walk, stop smoking and drinking alcohol, y'all, for real. I mean, you can drink water, you can drink tea, drink milk, drink things that are healthy for you, because I don't like to see no one out here like having issues. Like I said, I spoke about this before about people smoking on the train and buses and stuff. Come on, y'all, stop smoking in the buses and stuff, y'all. Somebody need to really clean up around here, because smoking is not good for you, okay? It really is bad for your health as well as other people's health. I took in my health studies in high school. I know for a fact that secondhand smoke is worse than a person that actually is smoking and taking in most of the smoke itself, because I do not like being around smoke, okay? I cannot breathe. I really cannot, y'all, okay? It does not do anything for me, okay? And I meant that my parents had smoked, at least one of them. My father didn't smoke, but my mother did smoke. And I don't mean to put her on blast, but that's just the way it is. And that's why we have to sort of kind of look at our parents a lot of times. And not, I'm a parent myself. So we're looking at parents, okay? Not just the children. We're looking at the parents and try to communicate with the parents about what they do around their children. So smoking around me, I got bronchitis, okay? And so, like, it wasn't a normal bronchitis, y'all. It was the kind of bronchitis that came from my mom smoking around me, okay? And not being able to breathe. And that was, like, really impolite, right? So, I do care about us as a people and a youth. And I believe that the parents Don't smoke around your children, y'all. Y'all, please don't hurt your children. You're hurting their mentality, you're hurting their physical body, because they know for a fact that you don't respect them, okay? So whatever you're going through, take your time. Let's pray, let's meditate, and let's exercise. Let's eat healthy and practice those habits so that you can keep a positive mindset, okay? And that you do not have that issue where you lose respect for yourself and you lose respect for others. So, like I said, I want to just keep on praying for those out there that need prayer because I know that, we need prayer, you guys. I mean, we're not, it's nothing else that we're doing that is really positive, for ourselves. And then plus, I had a friend the other day, and I had wanted to sort of kind of put him on with me as a guest, but for some reason, he didn't even communicate with me just now. And I'm kind of mad because I want to talk to him some more about relationships and things like that and goals because my friend, he just broke up with his girl and he said that it's been a while since he's been with anybody. So I want to kind of communicate with him some more about, what he's going through and stuff like that as far as everything is concerned because love is very powerful and that it matters, how we are interacting in our relationships as well, okay? As far as everything that we're doing, okay? I had a toxic relationship myself. I have had toxic relationships in my past that did not work out, okay, for me. And that, it took a lot of prayer, and I actually was baptized twice and I was anointed. So that I could sort of kind of keep myself away from toxic relationships, okay? So for one, I don't want you smoking around me in a relationship, okay? Even my fiance, I let my fiance know the same thing. Like, babe, when you around me, don't smoke, okay? And you can smoke. I love you so much, but you leaving all of that on you. You got it on your clothes. You got it on your breath, and that, it's not good, okay? So, just always keep that in mind. You can always have that toothbrush or toothpaste on the side, in the travel bag, and brush your teeth and stuff like that. Freshen up. Baby wipes. I got the baby wipes with the green tea and cucumbers in it. And I mean, just wipe it down, spray it off, Febreze, something like that, because it matters, if a person is turned off for those type of reasons so that we can communicate about, what really turns you off in a relationship when you're dealing with your significant other. Because I love my significant other, okay? No matter what. So, if it comes to an end at some point, then it's because it's going way too far. It's like no matter what I say, no matter what we do, together, it just doesn't allow us to continue in this relationship, okay? And so we split up for that reason. So, being single, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I feel like being single is a choice that you can make, in your life, especially that we're born single, if we were born single. We have twins, you have multiple births too, twins, triplets, quadruplets, whatever, septuplets all the way up. So and in their case, they always have that friend. They always have that person that they can communicate with. But in a singleton child's life, it's only them. So so in their life, they may have siblings. Even I was the only child myself, my mother and father's only daughter, but they both do have children by other people. And what happens there is that our relationship is totally distanced, okay? So I don't have anyone else but my fiance, and I really love him, and I'm really attached, okay? So that, somebody may, I don't mean to offend anyone, but that's the way I believe in a relationship. I believe that getting married and being in that relationship puts you together as one person. And so that my body is his body is my body. So we're going over that, right now as far as we're continuing to get married or be eloped together. Because I don't want to just be out here fornicating with nobody, y'all, okay? I want to be in love with my man. And I want to be able to share something like that with him and only him. So, like, you know, it's not like I'm trying to just give myself to everybody, okay, y'all? So that, you know, I don't want to be rude or anything like that. And like I said, I also do pray for those that are looking for that significant other, because I had to pray really hard for mine. And that's why I'm not letting mine go no matter what this time. I mean, and I pray for him even more because he in a bad situation right now. And I mean, he's almost out of it, and I'm thankful I have gotten him through this myself, just praying every single day, because, you know, people die down there, y'all. Like, you know, it's not a place to go. Being locked up in jail and stuff like that, it's not a place to be, okay? So, like, you know, I already done put that out there one time, even for myself. I go through stuff like this too, you know, it's not like I don't, no matter what I look like or nothing like that. No, no matter how I talk, no matter the education. Because, you know, they even had the president locked up. So I was like, you know, and I'm just like, they got the president locked up. What in the world did the president do? So, like, you know, that means anybody can go to jail. So, like, you know, you nothing places you above the law. And but you also got to look at the prosecutors too, and you got to be looking at them because they can go to jail too. The prosecution sometimes they be acting like, oh, they definitely are the gods, you know, of imprisonation. Like, you know, you going to jail. Like the prosecution, they can only finish you. They don't go to jail. Like, you know, they don't get things wrong, but we know that that's not actually true, that they don't get things wrong, right? The judge can be taken off the bench. Like, you know, the prosecution can be also investigating. So, you know, we keep going there, you know what I'm saying? We got to keep going there. We talk to the president, we talking to, like, you know, politicians, like, you know, because the police officers, a lot of times they don't even want to write you the police report, okay? So then we having a problem with just a piece of paper. I'm like, you know, how much does this paper cost you? Like, you know, do I need to give you a piece of paper myself so you can write me a police report? I mean, what do I need to do for you? Because I got the firefighters calling my phone, and I'm like, you know what? I don't even work. Most of these people around here are disabled people, and I'm like, you know, I can give you a dollar. I'll admit that. I give you a dollar because I do appreciate what you do for us for real. I'm not gonna even, you know, I pray for the badge. I pray for those, you know, all those offices that are very important offices, like the DFAS office, food stamps, Medicaid, like, you know, everything that matters to these people out here, because those things matter. And we really appreciate y'all for being able to help us whenever we need you, because a lot of us are not working. Maybe we're been in accidents. Maybe, you know, we're disabled. Maybe we're sick, you know, things of that nature. And that we need to be able to come to someone to be able to help us, because some of us are without family. Some of us don't have mothers. We don't have fathers. We either lost them or they're just not there or available to us. And we don't have siblings that are there that are available to us. And we don't have that significant other that is there and available to us. Okay, you guys? So we pray for the availability, okay, of that person that we need. Okay, because two is better than one. We need you, okay? We need that person in our lives, even if it is just our children. So, you know, and then our children need someone one day as well, and that we don't need to like leave our children without, you know. I'm not speaking above anyone, because I met a lady one day, y'all. She was a virgin at like almost 50 years old. Okay, and this lady probably really passed as a virgin because her mother and father actually kept her a virgin. And I'm not trying to be funny, I'm not trying to be rude, but she was definitely Caucasian too. Because I was dating outside my race one day, and I told my ex, I was like, you know, black women don't happen to come out to be virgins. Everybody want one. Even little kids, you know, and I'm not doing anything like that. I got a little black girl myself. I love her. She just as precious as she wanna be, and I definitely have her put up. I definitely have her somewhere safe, and I'm always checking on her. I'm always communicating with her. She told me one day that some kids tried to pick her up one day just because they saw her, and I was like, look, don't pick up my kid, okay? Like, you know, don't be doing nothing like that to my kid for real, okay? Because kids can, you know, molest other kids, y'all, okay? And you know, they be the first ones to do it before the parents even recognize what's going on with the child, another child that molested them. And so, we have to be on the lookout for that. So, and I'm sorry, I just had to bring it up, but it's important. My book talks about stuff like that. Talk about molestation, talk about rape. It talk about a lot of things, talk about mental health. So like I said, you definitely may want to check it out just to see what it's like. Talk about abortions and stuff like that. And that, sometimes women are forced into abortions. I was forced into an abortion. I didn't really want it. So I wanted my child actually. So when they said ban abortions, I'm like, I'm not gonna say I'm against it totally, you guys, that abortion should be banned for certain reasons, because I even was doing research on it and I heard them talk about like how women used to get rid of children back in the day. And I mean, they almost had to kill themselves, y'all. And I was like, Lord, help us. We women here, we need to kind of think about this, right? How many of us want to just be in here getting an abortion? Not me. It ain't all of that, child. You're gonna have a mental health condition for it too, for real. I promise you, okay? Because I did. You're gonna sit there, you're gonna be so sad, you're gonna be crying. It's gonna be like, look, I could have just had a baby whether I could afford it or not, and allow the Lord to put it in a place where it can be taken care of, you guys. So, and that's what I was saying. I was looking at a movie on YouTube, and I don't know, it was something in the basement or something, y'all. Don't get me wrong, but I don't even know why I came across this movie for real. It was on YouTube, y'all. And so what happened was that it was a father, and what happened was that it also was a true story. And I was looking at the story like, oh my Jesus. I can't even believe this. I can't believe this. So this man had his daughter locked up in a basement in his own home, and he had a wife and everything. And I was looking at this story like, are you serious? This he got his daughter pregnant, y'all, at least six different times. But in reality, I believe she got pregnant like nine times, and that she lost one of the babies, but that he even had his wife actually taking care of some of the kids, that he dropped them off on the porch. And I was looking at this story like, oh my God, it was so harsh, it was so harsh, it was so harsh, y'all. It was worse than the one that they had it planned about one day this man had kidnapped these three girls that had been friends of his daughter or something, and he got one of them pregnant. So I was like, I thought that one was sick. But the one where the father did it, I was like, Lord, I have a father myself. I love my father on his first daughter. And I communicate with my father. My father never felt like that. Because I said, that's the sickest I ever met in my life. I never in my life, y'all. I am so sorry that happened. I am so sorry that happened, because they just talk about having children again. And like you said, she was able to carry her own father's children. So we pray for those, we really do. Because I'm not a judge of the world or anything like that. I believe that this world had been a wicked place itself, and that we're just here praying that, we can have some type of sovereignty. We need some type of peace of mind that leads us into salvation, and not into so much of the negativity and so much of the wickedness that's out here. So, with all that spoken today, I really appreciate you all for tuning in. This is a pre-recorded podcast. I'm almost 30 minutes in, Friday, March the 15th, 2024. I may have a couple of guests coming in later. I believe I'm all over here speaking to people all across the world, actually. So I have a guest that's supposed to be showing up a little later. But this is a pre-recorded podcast. Our next podcast will be live. I appreciate you all for listening. Tia Turner.